This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves, gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, a great time to focus on not only your physical, but mental health too. If you've always found therapy too expensive or inconvenient, now is the perfect time to try Talkspace. With Talkspace, you can get therapy without leaving your house. Just go online and tell us about yourself. We'll match you with a licensed therapist within 2 days. With 100% online therapy sessions, help happens on your schedule. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do.
Sorry.
It is November 20th, 2024, year of your Lord. It's the Mountain Goat Podcast, fresh off another loss, another coaching mistake-ridden loss. Everybody in studio, KP, Tyler, Snake, also,
oh boy.
Everyone's here today. We're a packed
Hold on. Nobody's in studio except for you.
Did I say in studio? I mean, yeah. All right. Well,
yeah,
everyone's on the pod via Skype to talk about another week of letdowns where Drake May is carrying around Gerard Mayo like weekend at Bernie's and nothing to show for it. Another loss tallied up. Everyone's fucking, our pets' heads are falling off.
Honestly, though, I'm kind of like Mayo, though. I think that they never had control of the game. Like, I'm pretty sure that as of right now, we're still in control of the game.
The worst part about that quote is he's right, and you fucking lost it. That's the worst part about it.
What's he talking about?
The Rams were never in control, and you kept fucking it up. Like, you didn't need to do a zero blitz right out of the half and give up a fucking 70-yard touchdown. You didn't have to get fucking sack fumbled on the 10-yard line to give up a touchdown immediately. You didn't have to have Christian Gonzalez on one side of the field never moving and just let their best receivers go play against our fourth and fifth best corners. Yeah, they didn't have it. I mean, we played well on offense, well enough to win. Defense was fine. They had some short fields. They were coached out of a win again. So, yes, they didn't have control of the game. You gave them a victory. That was like there was some stat that came out the other day. Like, I don't know how people deep dive this, but it was like something like quarterback throws over 200. You know these stats were like five. It's like a parlay. You have to hit like five stats. It was like 275 yards passing, over 20 yards, over 100 yards rushing, over 20 points, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, NFL teams were like 275-0 until Sunday when the Patriots figured out a way to lose. So, yeah, just coaching errors left and right. Gerard, I lost it in stadium on Gerard.
I lost it.
I don't even remember which. I think it was the fourth and inches, and they jumped off sides. Patriots jumped off sides, a false start, which upon further review, they were going to get called for it. It looked like a trick play, and they were going to get called for a delay a game anyway. But I didn't know that at the time. I just lost my mind, and I just the amount of coaching errors up to that point just led me to a psychotic break, and I just screamed at him. Like he was in front of me. I wanted his fucking soul. If I could have bit his neck, I would have bit his neck from the
stadium. The people in front of us were losing their minds laughing so hard.
I was so deep in my fucking my head at that point. Like the stuff from before, like at halftime, or right before halftime, we had two timeouts. It was like fourth and an inch from the 30 or something. And the Rams ran up to the ball. And the fucking Patriots, like, what are you going to do with those timeouts, Gerard? Do you think you can get five in the second half, you stupid fuck? Call timeout and just see what they're doing. They immediately ran up to the ball and, like, QB sneaked or ran it right up the middle, got a first down, and scored points. Like, you couldn't be stupider. I mean, he really thinks he's, like, Bill Belichick outsmarting the coach. He's not, like, you know how, like, they always said, like, Bill Belichick didn't call timeout on Pete Carroll down at like the 1 yard line because like he saw them like flustering on the other side. I think Gerard thinks he's doing that, but he's the ultimate checkers player playing chess. He's the ultimate in fucking. He's not even playing Chinese checkers. He's fucking playing basic kindergarten checkers. Just diagonal moves only. Just insane to me the amount of mistakes to keep. Okay, they have two top tier receivers. A really good Hall of Fame quarterback, and to keep your best player you have going for you, to limit him to one side of the field the entire game. Like, you see what happens in the first half. They cook you. I mean, Nacua goes for, like, fucking two touchdowns. Cup has a couple catches. I mean, they had, like, 100 yards each in the first half, and they were like, nah, it's working. Don't worry about it. Like, keep going. You couldn't put Gonzalez on one of them just the whole game. It's insane to me. You didn't learn anything from Belichick, like put him on the second receiver, double team the first receiver, anything. Use any of those methods. The only thing they learned was Brian Flores zero blitzed the Rams in the Super Bowl, so they decided to do it and immediately gave up a touchdown because they can't execute at all.
Yeah, man. You nailed it.
My rant for the day.
I don't know.
I liked it. You know what's weird?
I was going to go into Mac Jones, so we don't have to do that yet.
Oh, we'll get there. You know what's weird, though, like about you see some of the stats coming up that, like, up until this point in the year, Patricia's offense had, like, more yards and points.
Still does, right?
The year he was – yeah, like, up until now. He still has more yards – averaging more yards and points. It's, like, it's kind of weird that I don't know. You'd expect just some teams to be worse, I think. Like – I don't know. It doesn't seem like the best teams in the NFL are that much different than the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I was not. I mean, I haven't been impressed with the Chiefs at all. Like they were, I was not surprised they lost in Buffalo. The team that I don't even know who's the best. I mean, I guess the Steelers all of a sudden are pretty good.
I don't think anyone would blow the Patriots out, which is kind of weird. I mean, maybe the Lions.
Oh yeah, the Lions all seem right to be far and away the best team.
But the Lions would beat the Patriots by the Lions would beat the Patriots by 40.
I think the Patriots would hang because I think they're still tough enough to, like, at least show up. Like, they're not going to drop an egg like the fucking Jaguars and just get blown out at home.
I think the Jaguars dropping eggs because their quarterback. I mean, their quarterback is soft as Mac Jones. People are like, Bill's going to go to the Jaguars so he can be the GM and do what?
That team has a lot of talent, and they consistently spend money. Their owner fucking buys everything. He owns fucking everything. He owns.
Weren't they like 8-1 to start the year last year or something?
Yeah, they were like 8-1 and then blew it up down. They just sucked down the line, down the end of the thing. They still went to the playoffs and blew it. But Trevor Lawrence is a fucking ace. He can make mold. With Josh McDaniels would have him all pro. They have Trevor Etienne. They have like three good receivers. And I don't really know who's good on their defense, but they have Josh Allen, and that's something. Beat the fucking Patriots.
He's not bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course, they beat the Patriots.
Owns WWE. He owns fucking everything. I mean, they have no limit. They can do whatever they want. And plus, he'll be able to run his own team. He can bring all his boys down there, live on the Florida coast. So much better than Dallas.
He lives up, but that's like Jacksonville is arguably the worst city in America.
I'm sure it's terrible, but like he could enjoy it's himself. Nicer. It's a good retirement city, you know. Just fucking
no,
2 years
not.
And
you're
out.
You're just making shit up. No, it's not.
2 years and out. 2 years and out. That's all.
Well, the only issue
16
is
16 wins.
He can't. Does his girlfriend want to live in Jacksonville?
I don't care. It's got to be better than West Bridgewater or wherever the fuck she's from.
Hey.
Ponte Beach or Beach is really nice. It's right there.
Yeah.
That's where all the rich people live.
I've never been to Jacksonville. I hear bad things, but what do you do? Fred
it's
Durst.
It's not a great town. Mac Jones, though. Mac Jones down there throwing a little muffins, a couple muffins around.
Anywhere Fred Durst is from, I'm all for, I say.
Did Mac Jones throw for 100 yards this week?
No. It was a classic Mac Jones game. I think he threw for like 108. Like two interceptions.
138, one tutter, 56.4 rating. Not bad.
That's
bad.
A classic Mac Jones game.
That's a good game.
In a 52-6 blowout, or whatever it was.
Oh, I don't care. Drake May is so good. Alex Van Pelt has to go. He's a – all right, I have a lot to confess about here on this podcast. Drake May is my hero.
He's him.
Gerard Mayo is borderline retarded.
This was you. I want you to admit it as a big man on the pod.
I was wrong. No, I was wrong. I was so wrong. I wanted to give him a chance. I sent Tony his money for his fucking grown man Drake May jersey.
I bought that.
He texted me, obviously drunk. Obviously, he was drunk. He said, all he said was, where's my Zelle? As if I knew how much he spent. And then.
No, I was just. And then, I spent an hour and a half talking trash about how you're the only person on planet Earth that uses Zelle and not Venmo. It was like
hey, Zelle is actually very underrated.
It is. Zelle's very efficient. It goes right in my bank account.
I don't have to fuck with Venmo anymore.
Normal humans use Venmo. Black people use Cash App, and then like weirdo Southerners use Zelle and banks. That's the fucking breakup of it.
Yeah, I was about to ask you for your account number so I could wire it, but
didn't you? That's what basically Zelle is. It goes right into
your
account.
Yeah, that's exactly. It goes to your phone number. But yeah, I was so wrong. I thought like they had a chance. I was into the player coach. I was like, D'Amico Ryan's the player coach. He's black. He's young. That'd been sick. And then I remember Gerard Mayo. It's just a bot. Like he's. He sucks. He's not cool. He's not cool. D'Amico Ryan's is cool.
I did nothing. Like I was just ranting, like I said, midst the whole game. And I was just tweeting through it. Tweet through the pain, as one will do. And I just put out a pod. I was like, has Gerard Mayo coached one person on the sidelines? Like, are those headphones plugged in? I think does he have he has a podcast on in those headphones. I guarantee it. And it got like 500 likes and like 25 retweets. I was like, I didn't even know people felt this way, but it blew up.
How much did you overhype those stats of your tweet, by the way? How overhyped
was
that?
No, it was fucking pretty damn close.
They're pretty accurate.
Yeah.
500 is good. You're viral.
It went viral.
He's probably listening to Rogan with Trump. That's probably what he's listening to the game.
I bet he's, he's probably listening to Caller Daddy, fucking guy.
I gotta say, that was one of the worst games I've been to, like, experience-wise. Maybe like we lost to the Bears a couple years ago. That was
an all-time bad game.
All-time bad.
I don't want to hear about that. I flew up there for that stupid Monday night game.
I've seen livelier funerals than Gillette.
Which is funny because, like, when they jumped off sides of that Jalen Polk play, like, Drake May yelled at the crowd to, like, quiet down. I was like, dude, you could have heard a pin drop the entire game. Everyone's there just to, like, be outside. It had to be, I mean, our seats are in the sun in the first half every game. It was at least 88 degrees in my seat. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I go down into, like, the fucking concourse to get a beer, and it was, like, 70 degrees cooler. All the people down there in winter gear. And we're outside melting in the sun. And everyone's just outside enjoying themselves. Nice fall New England day. And, you know, the Patriots just happen to be near you. That's kind of what it was at the time. So nobody was there, you know, expecting anything. They just were there to see. There's like just a football match broke out at a day in the park, basically.
Well, it's tough because you have McVay, who's just a better coach in every aspect. A guy who coached before he became a head coach, unlike Mayo, who was just kind of a consultant to the defense.
And an intern then, at a computer company, I think. I don't even know what Quantum is or where the fuck he worked.
And then you have like a veteran quarterback versus Drake May, who is solid. Drake is so fun to watch. Drake May. Drake is really good.
I'm still not blaming him on the game ceiling interception, which should have been a game winner. He threw it to the right spot. If you see that in the all 22, he throws it, and fucking Pop Douglas is right there. The safety's behind. You know, if he turns his head, I mean, that's a first down, maybe a touchdown. And fucking instead, he just never turns his head and just goes right into the safety's hands. And then, you know, Drake May takes the high road because he's a stud.
He's such a professional behind the mic. I'll give the kid credit. The kid knows how to play the mic game.
That might make me like him. Honestly, like if him and Mac Jones played equally as well, the fact that Drake May is that much better than him on a microphone it makes a world of a difference. It's literally like The Rock versus like fucking Kane. You know what I mean? Like it's not, you can't, there's just no in between, or like fucking, not even, I shouldn't say Kane. I should say like fucking The Rock and Doink the Clown. That's kind of how I feel about Drake May and versus Mac Jones. Is that you can't, mic skills are so underrated for a quarterback, a leadership quality. I mean, he just knows what to say. At 22, he knows what to say. Drake's, I mean, fucking Mac's still over there. He's still fucking brushing his hair to the side, putting fucking dry gel in it, the powder
Drake
gel.
Drake shows up, and he made like a no-homo joke today in his presser. It was elite.
Did he? I like that.
He's like, yeah, he's like, you just got to get in there and feel up the guys. And he was like, pause. He said pause.
No-homo.
That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. We don't play that game
around
here.
It is insane that, yeah, he's just like he's still like a child.
22. That's what I said. I was like, I'm a 38-year-old man in the stadium about to buy a 22-year-old's shirt.
22 is nuts.
There's chicks that have had kids at 16, Tony. You were 16 when this guy was born.
I was 16, yeah. I was fucking watching Tom Brady play football, basically, win Super Bowls. I think I was 16 when they won the Super Bowl. So, yeah. Was he born in 2001? Was he born post-9/11, Drake May?
He would have been born in 2002.
He's a post. We have a post 9/11 quarterback. Is that what the type of world I'm living in these
days? And he's my favorite player in the NFL. It's not even close. I love him.
He's the best player. He should be.
I remember when I first started dating Nina. Yeah. I was out with her friends and we were all talking. They're like, at one point I was like, oh yeah, I remember where I was during 9/11. And they were like, what the fuck? You're like, how old? I'm like, what? You guys don't know.
I hope you are going to say preschool like us. In not college.
I was kicking it pretty heavy in kindergarten.
I was nervous they were going to call in a draft.
that's why I had to get on the antidepressants so they couldn't take me. I had to get a quick prescription. Give me a quick script, boys. Get me on the take. I need to be on the take quick.
Drake May, though, I will say, that kid is so... He just gets hit and he stands right back up. Like, he doesn't do the shit Mac did. He just stands up and he's like, hit me again, you fucking nerds. I'm here.
He's a step around in the pocket, doesn't pussyfoot around, runs when he didn't run a lot this game. What do you run? One time?
He also has a rocket ship for an arm.
He did. He fucking the bullet to Kendrick Bourne. I mean, he was making great plays across the body to Pop Douglas.
So how big is he? He's like what, like 6'3"?
I thought he's 6'5".
Like 6'4", I think.
Let's see. I thought he's 6'5".
Like what? Official I got 230.
I got it right now.
He's gonna end up like with an. He's
six,
probably gonna gain like 20.
He's 6'4", 225. Is that his official combine stats?
Because you know they pump him up at UNC. He's probably 6'8".
That's the Google. That's the Google. That's the Google stat.
I don't trust that either.
All right, pro football reference.
6'4", 223.
So how big are his hands?
I mean, that's Tom Brady's 6'4", was 6'4", 225. Basically, his whole career.
I gotta get Drake.
Mac will end up being like 240 in a few years. Like he's gonna get big.
What did Josh Allen come out as?
He's 237. Come out as? I don't know. Gay. Yeah. Pretty good bit. Drake May has 9 1/8-inch hands. Golly, I bet the piece on that kid. Every quarterback has a piece.
Forget it. Oh, forget it.
How big are Brady's hands? His were enormous.
Oh, he had big hands.
Here we go. Of course.
That guy's all man.
Hold on. I'll get you. He ran like 4'4
at the combine. Drake May's him.
Tom Brady has the same exact hand size as Drake May, 9.38. Uh-oh.
That's elite.
We got a big hand. Big hand white boys. We're slinging fucking sword.
Slinging pills. I don't know. I love Drake May. I don't know if he's got the fucking... He's running around doing literally everything for this team. He's a little young for that. I mean... That's a little young to be the fucking savior of the franchise. But I'll tell you right now that's going to – so many people are going to want to come and play here because he's fucking fun to play with.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, last few years it was like, oh, we need a number one receiver. We need a number one receiver. It's like, what? It's not going to help anything. But now if you get a good receiver, it's like, oh, yeah, the offense is instantly going to be a lot better because we have a guy who can get him the ball.
Yeah, Drake's literally made the offensive line bearable. Because the threat of him running is something he can throw. The offensive line is like holding their blocks a little bit, even though they fuck up and false start and hold every once in a while. They're like, they realize like block. Okay, let go because he's probably running around if he didn't throw it yet. And it's showing how bad the receivers actually are that Drake has to like, I don't know, fit it into window. Jalen Polk had no targets. We are throwing the ball to fucking left tackles before we throw to our fucking number one receiver pick. You know what I mean? I mean, it's gotten that crazy. Like, literally, our fucking tackle has more touchdowns than fucking and catches than our fourth round receiver that was supposed to be fucking a stud coming out. They just cut another receiver straight up. So literally, they made inactive KJ Osborne. They cut Tyquan Thornton. Didn't throw it to Jalen Polk, and then just Baker sat on the sidelines, did nothing, and then you just worked DeMario Douglas, Hunter Henry, and fucking Kendrick Bourne, and then Vidarian Lowe. Those are your targets this week. It's insane.
What happened to Osborne? Like, I know he got, like, frustrated with the team, but he was, like, solid to start the year.
I don't understand. Well, I don't know. I really think that Gerard and Alex Van Pelt don't know how to distribute. Like, first of all, Pop Douglas should have 35 targets a game. He should be the first look on every play. There should be nobody else that gets the ball unless it's like, I mean, there should be 4 screens to him. There should be 10 passes.
Yeah,
down
he
the
should
field.
Have
I mean, 15 touchdowns.
He should have at least 4 easy completion, catch and run type plays, like little screens, any like just design plays where it's like he's getting the ball in this play minimum 4 times.
Yeah, and then if he starts,
it's
going
so
like,
easy.
He's just a horizontal stud. Like he gets open immediately. Side to side, you throw it to him, let him run. That's the best thing you could do for him. Getting the ball 10 times. Like, he needs to be your Edelman. He could be that for 20 years. Do that, and then fucking let Polk and Bourne run deep routes. Bring Baker in for deep routes. It's just they don't understand how to distribute. Like, 2 weeks ago where they were like, oh, yeah, Kendrick Bourne is not going to play today. Like, just for why? Why? You got better players in this, and then just play KJ Osborne, who does literally the same
thing. I think it's because the week before they went to, like, a nightclub. There was, like, weird shit going on at the nightclub.
What nightclub?
I determined that, like, Ram that Rob. Week, they got caught at a, they got caught at, like, some weird, some nightclub, and they got, like, and he was in the video, Kendrick Bourne. I did some research on that.
Isn't he a good Christian or boy maybe, with, like, a baby that's fucking less than 6 months old?
Oh yeah, that always. Never mind. That stops these professional athletes from doing anything reckless at all. That's what. My bad. He's a good Christian boy with a kid that's less than six months old. Tyreek Hill.
Is that where we're going with comparisons? Hey, listen, Aaron Hernandez did some stuff at a nightclub too, but we're not going to fucking blame everybody else.
Aaron Hernandez was never a threat to women. Aaron Hernandez was more of a threat to men.
You know what? Good point.
Point taken. Vinny, why are you muted right now?
Is he muted? He's fucking...
Yeah, what are you doing?
Just blocking feedback.
He's just enjoying the road. He's fucking...
Because his phone's vibrating.
Enjoying the road.
His phone's definitely vibrating because I'm firing off a few tweets here.
Right when we logged on, I just see a hard F drop.
Me and the snake had a sleepover on Sunday after the game, and I think I saw the snake awaken. He got into the whiskeys a little bit. And I was sitting there watching the football game with him. We had some Thai food, nice little date night. We had Thai food, watching. We tried to watch Housewives, and it was boring. And then we watched Sunday Night Football. And all of a sudden, I look over to the left on my couch, and then my friend had evaporated into his phone. He lost his surroundings. It was like he was in the. He was like on a Beatles LSD trip. Like where he just lost himself and didn't realize I was still around, and I saw the snake come out hissing.
Have you heard the story about the snake coming out in real life here?
That's it. That was the birth of the snake.
At 4:30 in the morning, I woke up and went on like an hour run on your basement couch. Four thirty in the morning.
You never seen a snake born like that. It was very exciting for me. All of a sudden you just see him slam his phone down. I gotta stop. Like he just like all of a sudden he snapped out of it. It's like leaving a panic attack when you fucking got
I left him a I left him a voicemail the other day that I was checking into therapy.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I have to get off the internet because it gets out of hand because I'll type shit and I'll send it to Vince and I'll be like, I can't post this.
Is this allowed on the internet?
Yeah. But the snake came out in real life the other day. He's not going to tell the story, but it full blown came out in real life to real human beings.
Snake can't come out in real life. That's the whole point of the snake.
It's bleeding through. Is what he's getting at. Like,
he's coming out like the mask. Like fucking Jim Carrey in The Mask.
This is pretty funny.
I was trying to get my car inspected. I went to like three places that were closed and. I just snapped on like three mechanics. I had to get the fuck out of there.
Did you call him? Did you call him any mean words?
Yeah. And I was like, "There's one of them's holding a wrench." I'm like, "I can get the fuck out of here."
I'll fucking risk it. I gotta get this off my chest. We had tailgate. The boys had tailgate follies too. It was fucking not a banner day for the tailgate.
What was a terrible start
for everybody.
It was a horrible day. Horrible
from
day.
Start to finish. No, we had a great time. Don't disparage the boys' tailgate. The boys had a great tailgate.
I thought me and you were fine. Frankie.
Oh, he was on.
Was
yeah.
Unbearable to be around.
He was a bad kid that
oh,
day.
Oh no. He was a bad boy.
When you get bad Frankie, it's just not fun to be around.
He ruins everybody's week.
Grumpy Frank. The only person he talked to was like this chick from Buffalo sitting next to us.
he just made friends with the lady next to him. He goes, "She's from Syracuse." I was like, "Okay, good for you." And he started telling me about it. I was like, "This lady, she had to be, I don't know, early 50s." And for some reason, they were Rams fans. It didn't make any sense to me. Her and her family were there. They were like. Central New York fucking farmers that just like the Rams. And he just made friends with her. I was like, yeah, my brother went to Syracuse. And I was like, I don't want to be pulled in this conversation. I got to yell at Gerard. I got to stay focused on Gerard. And
he was being a negative Nancy, huh?
Nah, he was just
Frank.
The other day we were going to a wake. And I wasn't going to go because I just tried to avoid him at all costs. And he goes, "You gonna go to that wake later?" And I was like, "No, I don't think so." And he goes, "What are you, a fucking piece of shit?" And then he just jumped out of the throat. I was like, "God damn it!" Can you just give me advice? Like, first of all,
that's classic.
I know. And then 2 seconds later, he just comes over and was like, "You want some of this?" Like offering me food. I'm like, "You gotta apologize." Like for what? I was like, "You just called me a piece of shit." He said, "Did I?" Like, doesn't he remember, like, he does this stuff? He just goes psychotic for a second.
No, it's the craziest thing ever. He'll say the meanest thing about a human being you've ever heard. And 30 minutes later, he'll be like, You're still mad? Like, I hate you.
I can do that too. That's why I'm the world's greatest apologizer. You could ask my wife. She's never apologized to me yet. I've done it. I just do it. I just have it on a hair trigger. I'll throw an apology out like you read about. So like, because I can just forget things in an instant just because growing up with two brothers and especially one that flies off the handle like Frankie. Like, I know that, like, he's going to go crazy for 1 minute, and then, like, 2 minutes later, he needs somebody to play Mortal Kombat with him. So, like, I have to, like, at least, I got to stay in the game because nobody else is. We had tailgate follies. Me and Vince decided we were it was a great idea. We were going to get the Blackstone ready. We were going to do breakfast burritos. It's possibly our last game of the year because we have two tickets we don't want to go to the last two games. And Colts game we sold. So we're sitting there, and when we're getting the tailgate ready. I have a big propane tank that attaches to it. And it's lasted, I don't know, 2 years. And it feels the same as it always has. It doesn't have, like, a fucking meter on it. So I'm like, it's fine. So we get there, and it's on. It's lit. And we're cooking the bacon. I'm like, why is it taking so long? And it took fucking forever. Like, literally, the bacon wasn't even sizzling after 15 minutes. So I'm like, fuck me. So everyone's looking at me. I'm a downer. All we got is salt and vinegar chips. So I go on a search. These nice guys that we were making fun of earlier because they had terrible jerseys on. And I go, do you guys have any propane left over? And they said, yep. And they gave me the nicest. And I felt so bad because they gave me a mini tank. I offered them money. Said, no, don't worry about it. Go Pats, whatever. I was like, oh, awesome. So I go, and I can't get the fucking hose.
Unfucking believable. There's no way this is happening.
I couldn't get the fucking hose to connect to the small tank. So I'm like, fuck. And I was like, oh, you take this, the fucking, I don't know, I forget the name of the thing. But you have to take the thing off the hose, and it's like fucking welded on there. It was so fucking tight. Like, I was like, Vince was like, this isn't screwed in. It's impossible that this is screwed in. I was like, no, it was, because I definitely put it on. And so I have to go look around for blue-collar men with wrenches. And I get down to fucking,
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Walked through about a quarter mile down our row, and a guy goes, no, we don't have any wrenches, but my friend here's got crazy hand strength. I was like, all right, I'll let you have a try. Me and my friends couldn't even budget. And I'm like, this guy's wearing all cowboy shit. These guys look like prototypical, like, central New Hampshire-type white guys. You know what I mean? Like, three of them are really fat. One of them is really tall with long, greasy hair. Like, they're wearing different teams. Like,
their wives' winter coats always smell funny.
Yeah, cigarettes.
I don't know why. They always smell
cats
funny.
And cigarettes. It's the must from having no insulation in their cabins. Whatever. I don't want to disparage this guy because this motherfucker had the jaws of life for hands. And he goes like this, goes, turns it. In one quick turn, I'm like, Jesus Christ, now I gotta walk away after I'm real man. Just screw this
like he was opening a Coke.
Have you thought about telling Annie about this guy?
I did tell her about it. She's gonna leave me for him. But he was the guy was like 6'6, just like a beast of a man. And I was like, I can't believe I just had a man unscrew something for me. And these women laughed at me. I was like, this is not going great. Tailgate.
Frankie was probably like, he's such a pussy. That guy's such a pussy. Grumpy Frank. What'd you cook?
We cooked fucking breakfast burritos. We had the world's first 3.5 hour breakfast burrito. It took. We slow cooked the potatoes and bacon on a 45-degree grill for about 2 hours until I can find propane. It was just. And then again, it was just too hot. I couldn't wear my sweatshirt, so I only got like two or three beers in past the security. We missed the Blackhawk flyover. It was the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw there was a Blackhawk. Is our sticker still allegedly on the stadium there?
Our sticker's in the 204. It's no longer that's in the ramps, but it's still in the 204 on the sign. I mean, that's we own that place now. Except for the fucking the guys behind us were in peak voice this week, weren't they, Vince? They were in peak
They're
voice.
Awful.
They were a fucking really.
We're the 204 and a half nerds. Are they still?
That's
around?
What I'm talking about. That's they were them. Fucking very loud, and they got fucking somebody scared. From the 204, actual 204, to chat with them. I was like, he was like joining in on their fucking. Excuse me. You know, he was joining in on their fucking chants, and I was like, I can't be party to this. I will not sign off on the 204, especially when they're dog shit. Like if we're in the playoffs and you're doing chants and being a goof, I'm almost willing to accept it. But in a game,
no, that's even worse. When Drake makes Cody in a 2-minute drill, if you say another first down, I might get up.
Just like Tyler said, like this, there needs to be more fistfights. There needs to be more threat of violence in Patriots games. Like we need to go back to like mid '80s Patriots games where like, I mean, no security, your fistfights, nobody's coming to fix it. Or just like Philadelphia, like 80s, stuff like that. Like I need people that are just down in their luck with nothing to lose that just go to Patriots games to be away from their family, get drunk and fight other fans, mostly Patriots fans. Because nobody even fights. The best part is when they fight each other. I don't want to fight other teams' fans for coming to the stadium. That's like winner stuff. I want to be loser, down on our luck, fighting each other fans.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard. I watched you tell a 17-year-old like 2 years ago at the Bears game that he wasn't even a sperm when fucking the Bears were good last.
I don't remember saying that, but I was fucking.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
We don't have to start rehashing old tales, all right?
Every single argument I've ever had, I almost fought a teenage girl this year, and I didn't bring that up. Okay, I'm the only one.
Some
willing
of the
to
best
go
stories
to,
I've ever heard.
I'm the one, only one on this podcast ready to go toe to toe with anybody. Okay,
I've never heard you guys talk shit to any Patriots fans. You just talk bad to like the Cowboys guy. You talk bad to all the other. What are you talking about?
No, I didn't like that guy. Came in a cowboy hat, so he was asking for it. You know, you show up in a jersey. I'm not really gonna give you a fucking. Give me any harm, but like you start wearing cowboy hats and like weird accessories. It's good. I mean, I'd almost do that in my personal life. Like if I'm out on the just walking around and somebody was doing that. See, now I'm best friends with.
Then you get bullied by like four six. You got bullied by like 4 16-year-olds like 2 months ago. What are we talking about?
I took her soul almost. I almost had to beat up a girl in the stadium to fucking keep my manhood. And now I'm down.
She was out of line.
She was out of line, and she deserves it. I hope she listens to the pod. She should call in. And apologize.
I'm talking about the kids in Saugus that were bullying you.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I'm almost 100% certain. So, I'll tell a story. So, anyway, this kid was like, I'm like, this kid's not that. He seems like he's old, but he was like a punk, and they were like on bikes. Did I tell the story on the podcast before? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I was talking to my dog. Did I?
And through the center and the
Yeah, I was driving daughter to softball and these kids were riding bikes through traffic and I snapped and this kid like didn't have like I'm not somebody that like a young teenage kid would be like, I could definitely beat this guy up. Like I don't look like some pussy. Like I am a pussy, but I don't look like a pussy, but like you know what I mean? Like I got tattoos, arms.
At least you're super
big.
Humble. You're super humble.
I don't
too.
Look like someone that you would fuck with, but like I said, you could beat me up, but you don't know that.
You look like you have like you should have like 20 years of pent up anger from your baldness, but you've accepted it very well.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm fine with it completely. So anyway, these kids who I thought
those
were
people
like
usually angry.
16, they're probably 15, 16, riding bikes doing it, and I call them a punk or whatever, and they said, "Fuck you, bitch, fuck you," and like I stopped my car and like they walked towards me, I'm like these motherfuckers are willing to fucking die for that fucking wheelie. Like, these fucking guys, like, I was so mad that day. I was like, are these motherfuckers really willing to die to pop a wheelie in traffic? And then I got out, and then I have been almost positive that this is the kid that he was. So I saw a picture of him, right? So I'm going to say this. So a kid in Saugus over the summer was in Lynn, and he fucked with somebody and got killed, right? He got killed at Market Basket, murdered by, like, a Dominican that fled the country and shit. And so he was, like, 16, 17 at the time, or 17. And I kept seeing this picture. And I'm like, where did this fucking guy's face look like? Where did this come from? And then I saw her. I'm driving down the highway back to my house the other day, and this lady's putting up banners that says, happy birthday, 18, and it's got this kid's face and his, like, you know, birth and death dates. Obviously, the kid that got murdered's house. And I'm looking, I'm like, that's the motherfucker that was on the bike that stepped towards me that wanted to fucking fight.
I told you he was a shithead.
He was right. I mean, and that's right next to his house. So I'm like, this had to be him. Like this 100%, like this kid that got murdered was the same kid that was talking shit to me.
Oh, no.
So in the at the end, it turned out to be a happy story.
Listen, I'm not going to go down that road, but like, I mean, there's some type of level of fucking karma and comeuppance here. I mean, if we're going to be honest.
Well, I was about to say, like,
with it,
it's understandable why that kid got shot in the face.
Like, if he was, yes, that's what I mean. Like, if he was going to be the fucking, I mean, if he was willing to fight me to that scenario, like, and I'm a grown man, like, that's the type of shit that happens in the real world. Like, he met someone that didn't have the restraint.
Imagine what he was willing to do for a dime bag.
I know. If you didn't have someone that didn't have the restraint of a gentleman with his daughter in the backseat. You know what I mean?
Well, I was going to say, at what age do you think you, like, you know, because when you're a kid, you, like, would just, you know, yell some shit and then, like, the adult would take one step and you'd run.
Yeah, exactly.
At what age did you stop running?
I'll tell you what age you find out is the first time you get the fucking shit kicked out of you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I can't say whatever I want.
But these kids don't hear anything anymore. They think it's all Call of Duty.
Sometimes you need a 40-year-old man to beat the shit out of you, even if you're 15.
Or
just be like willing to run at like 28. Yell some shit and just have no dignity and run when you're an adult.
I'm more on that level.
If those mechanics fucking came at me with a wrench, I think I would have fucking booked it.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't.
You would have deserved it too. You were fucking the kid that stepped.
I mean, what are you talking about?
No,
if they were beat with a wrench, you earned it.
I was pissed off about the service, but I wasn't willing to die on that hill.
Yeah, I mean, also, you're at a Western Mass mechanic. I mean, you're the first car that wasn't a dune buggy that pulled in there in fucking eight in a coon's age.
That could have turned bad so fast. I was in a bad mood. I had my gun on me.
Were you in uni? Were you in uni?
No, but I was like fucking
starts
out
tapping his hip.
No, I don't know.
My friend starts tapping his hip because he can't get an oil change.
Shows him the badge.
Yeah. Hey, maybe y'all didn't hear. Old Vince West now.
Do you not see the article in the news here?
Hey, you're going to go ahead and give me a 26 sticker, all right?
Yeah, we're going to get 2 years on this fucker. You hear me? You hear me, fucking Jerome, whatever your name is? Fucking.
Hey, Grease Monkey. These fucking guys smoking cigarettes big leaguing me. I'm just trying to get my fucking car inspected. They're like,
so what'd you say to him?
I said a derogatory term. I'm not proud of.
look, KP, we all make mistakes in the heat of battle.
Not me. I did, however, have something happen today. I went into the gym and there's a fire truck and two ambulances, and I walked in, man getting stretchered off, had a heart attack. Just a dead guy on a stretcher.
Well, that's what happens at Planet Fitness.
No, it was the Fort Jackson gym. He had a heart attack on the fat guy. Heart attack on the treddy.
I mean, it's the South. I feel like there's like a fat guy having a heart attack in the gym every single day.
Yeah, they do. They have staff constantly, like cornbread fat fucks. They're always. It's like a high school football game where they always have an ambulance at every gym with a fucking.
I wouldn't even take a break from my set if that happened next to me.
Yeah, Planet Fitness.
Sir, you all right?
Planet Fitness up here does like
Vince probably would have slung a slur. The snake would have slung a slur his way. What a pussy!
This fat motherfucker dancing on my incline.
Planet Fitness up here has those sections where they have like the 30-minute workout stations. In South Carolina, they just have dialysis.
First of all, I'm too much of a man to even step foot in a Planet Fitness. I couldn't even.
They're the worst.
I drove by one the other day to get pet food, and I was like, "What is it? Just treadmills? What's even in there?" I looked in, and it was like just 700 treadmills. I mean, what the fuck happens in there?
They're so.
I need
so
steroids.
Bad.
When I was always near me.
When
like,
I, when I was flying all over, I joined it and would go to them all over, and I was like,
if you travel, they're good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but they're not
everywhere.
But they're not good. But like $3.
If there's not a threat of a fucking somebody offering me steroids in the bathroom, like I don't want to be at your gym. That's wherever I am. Like obviously, I'm fucking not gonna just come to some substitute teacher gym. I don't like that at all. Fucking moms that like kids are at daycare. Forget about it. I want to be at a lughead gym, the opposite of what they want. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of got into, like, Frank, it sounds ridiculous, but when I got on the Lifetime game, that is a fucking experience.
Yeah, again, another high-class, snobby
thing. It's nice, but...
Is it good, though? Yeah, I need fucking metal plates clanging, all right? I want to be wherever fucking Ronnie Coleman works out, like a gym with no air conditioning and fucking...
Clang and bang.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You work out in your fucking attic.
Yeah, the Iron Paradise. Ever seen it? It's fucking elite. There's fucking blood and sweat up there and tears. I don't take it easy. And I have a sauna. So, forget it.
Yeah, you should need a tetanus shot after you go to the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the type of way too long.
You're cutting yourself, getting splinters. Fucking have to duct tape your fingers. I mean, enough of this pansy shit. Purple fucking treadmill.
Yeah, plus, everybody at Lifetime is constantly filming themselves.
There's more people filming at that one at the fucking route with the mall.
Yeah, but that's a place I would rather go though, because that's
I got the snake and some full blown shit one day.
Dude,
over there.
I've been called to that gym, like on working more than any place in Saugus. I feel like
the snake.
That's a super steroid gym, right? That's like a heavy lifting,
of course.
Like, power lifting gym. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's the most terrifying place on earth. I had the snake and some serious shit over there one day with some fucking psychotic woman that broke in.
She just broke in and was like living in the back. She just like set up a living room in the office.
Yeah, but like Gillette is like Lifetime now. It's like hard to get in. It's a little pricey, and no one really like cares about their workout. They just want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
we're like, we need the threat of violence back.
Exactly.
At,
we're
at
basically
our games.
Like, we need to get back to the fucking powerlifting Patriots days. No more of this fucking filming yourself, fucking country club Lifetime attitude. You're not that anymore. They fucked up the statue. The statue was supposed to be the Tom Brady statue was supposed to be 2024. They fucked that up. Now that's delayed a year. Fucking Bidenomics again, inflation. Now we're gonna fucking
Trump will be. We're gonna have Trump and all of his friends in office soon. It's gonna be huge.
Trump and friends. It is gonna be pretty elite. Fucking, we're gonna get fucking cheap. We're gonna
Dr. Oz is in the fight. Dr. Oz is back.
Bring him all. Fucking whoever was on The Apprentice, I want them in. This fucking new guy, he's fucking the borders are that guy. He tweets more than I do. I was fucking following him. I just started following him today. I mean, he goes fucking rapid fire.
I started thinking maybe it was his burner. He says shit that like maybe I would say.
No, he goes all in. He's fucking. He's ready to go. That guy. I'm like half scared he's gonna come and knock on my door. Say, excuse me, sir. Let me see your birth certificate, which I don't have. might be getting a bus.
They're gonna have you in a camp down in Texas. I can tell you a little bit about those camps. I know a thing or two.
They got camps? That sounds nice.
I can't confirm or deny what's going on down there.
Kids in
cages. Not for me.
I don't know. Well, what are you gonna do?
Have we talked about who do they play this week?
They play a team. Miami. They're going to Miami. Oh, yeah. 77 degrees and sunny, babe. It's gonna be nice down there. Drake Mayweather.
We can't beat them. There's no chance we beat them. So I go ahead and give you a score, but we'll wait.
I don't even know what the deal is anymore. Like, is Miami good again? Because they were not.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if they're good. They could have their worst team ever, and they're going to beat us. So it doesn't matter.
I agree. I mean, if we were as reactive as the Boston Bruins,
that's how it's done.
Yeah, Jerod Mayo wouldn't be the coach next year. Like, I mean, the Bruins literally had Montgomery, right? They had greatest season, without hyperbole, greatest NHL season, sorry, regular season of all time, because obviously they lost in the playoffs. On a pure points basis, in every metric, the 2022 whatever Bruins were the best hockey team that ever played. A fucking year and 20 games later, they fired him. I mean, that's fucking insane turnaround. That first of all, you can't even.
What have you done for me lately?
Exactly. So like, same thing with Belichick, basically what they did. But like,
no. Bill was bad for 5 years.
But yeah, okay. Well, but just ratio it out for me. I mean, 3 seasons, 1 greatest of all time, 1 average, and then 20 games, you're fired. It wasn't
even
like they were still in the playoffs.
Hockey's fucking. Hockey's batshit, though. Hockey's just like they're insane people.
I get it. And then, but fucking like, okay, but now we're going to build a culture with a guy.
I mean,
I don't know what he's doing.
They've only lost to the team that's been in the cup. They haven't lost to anyone else besides the Panthers. Like if they played someone else, they probably would lose. They beat them and then lose to the Panthers eventually. But
they lost to fucking Columbus like 5-1 the other day.
They ranked dead last in like every category.
Yeah, the penalty kill and everything. All their special teams are like dead last, and who they promoted is the guy that runs the penalty kill and power play. So it makes no sense. Like Don Sweeney and Cam Neely need to give it up. They need to go back to just drinking at the Kowloon and crashing into guardrails, which I had an all-time tweet today. They got no love. I think it got shadow banned. But Brad Park was at the Kowloon, and my buddy Andy Wong, owner of the Kowloon, tweeted out. It was like, Brad Park, Boston Bruins, he's back at Kowloon. Great stories about the – he's like, great stories with all the 70s and 80s. Bruins used to come over to Kowloon after games. And I was like, you don't have to tell the stories. All the dents in the guardrails and all the broken down fences tell the story. All the old drunk Bruins driving home drunk, living in Saugus, crashing through everything. Oh, the stories from when I was a kid, and a little bit before I was born, like all the Red Sox and Bruins lived in Saugus, like a million of them. And fucking, they used to just get shit-faced and drive drunk everywhere. The stories are so fucking good of, like, Ray Bourque crashing through fucking fences. Him and Wade Boggs got hammered at the Border Cafe. This is fucking so local. I can't even explain it to you. I'm getting so much feedback.
They all lived in the condos off the Fellsway.
Exactly. They lived in there, so that's where it was. There's condos in Fellsway, and Wade Boggs and fucking... And Ray Bourque got blackout drunk at a Border Cafe and fucking drove drunk through the fences of these condos. Like, just drove through the fences up to their condos instead of going up the road. Just drove drunk through the woods. And I was like, yes. And then you think they got arrested by Saugus PD? Not a chance. They rebuilt that.
I fucking tried to arrest Bourque one night. I almost...
Go to hands.
Me and him have a history, though.
Yeah, of course. I used to play baseball against his son back in the old days.
Yeah, he tried to fight me in the handshake line. He's a raging alcoholic. We made up since then.
Wait, Ray Bourque tried to fight you in the handshake line?
What?
One of the smokes? Did he know you're
a
snake?
Yeah, I got into it with his son on the ice, and then he went after me after the game in the handshake line. It was very embarrassing for him.
Yeah, of course. You were in high school?
Yeah.
Well,
everybody at the time, everybody was like, "It's fucking Ray Bourque." I don't give a fuck.
I was like, "I'll go hand him fat now." Fucking go right to him.
Yeah, then he got drunk and hit a school bus like two years ago.
I mean, Ray's got a history. Let's face it, Ray's got a bit of a history on the North Shore. Whose feedback is so bad today?
Who do you think?
I know.
I had to take my headphones off because my phone was on
2%. Oh, is that what it was? The fucking kid. Muted. He's been muted in his fucking wig and fucking...
I'm not going to fucking play this fucking game. You're not going to mute me on my podcast. You're not going to do that.
You are at best fifth mic now. And we have 4 people on this. You're fucking fifth mic. Why don't we fucking just go ahead, give our fucking Patriots takes for the week, and call it a weekend.
Are they in Miami?
In Miami, under the light, 1 o'clock game. I'll be in my Drake May jersey in home, enjoying myself. By the way, I will be at the Sturgill Simpson concert this weekend, if anybody's also going to be and wants to meet a real celebrity.
That's elite.
Yeah, Sunday night at MGM in the Fenway. So, I don't know if anybody cares about that. But just
who is that?
Okay.
Is he a country guy?
He's a country bluegrass singer. Maybe not your style. Maybe it is your style. I don't know. My wife's trying real hard to fucking back out of it, so maybe you might be bumped up. You might bump up.
Why?
She just, I don't know. She just doesn't, it's not something, it's not her taste in music. And she, I think her and Frankie, my brother, have the same thought process where, like, me enjoying myself, like, singing is a direct, like, violation of their fun. They want, they hope that I'm dead. If I'm singing country music, they both wish death on me. So,
it's, I do like her being like, hey, so, like, I don't know, I'm kind of feeling tired. Yeah. It's 4 days away.
No, I brought it up yesterday, and I said, "You know, the concert's on Sunday." She goes, "Oh, like," she said this morning that she's like, "I got a busy weekend." She's like, "Saturday, I got a thing, and then Sunday, I have a birthday lunch." And I was like, "And then the concert." And I was like, "Oh, I know. I already know where this is leading. Like, I just it's just gonna be me. But I'm gonna get a homeless man to come with me."
Fine. Wow, this cold that I know I'm gonna have in 5 days.
Sniffling. No.
Oh, I love an early failer on a backup. Good for you.
My birthday is like next week. I can't somebody torture themselves to just come with me. People will enjoy it. We'll buy $78 beers at the MGM Fenway, enjoy ourselves.
Sturgill's the man. Sturgill sings man. Good songs.
I don't know if he's worth a $24 6 ounce beer at fucking MGM Fenway, but I'll enjoy it. I'm gonna have to.
You would do that for the Zach Brown Band. You could do it for Sturgill.
I haven't been to the Zach Brown Band in like six years. Ever since the Zach Brown Band became a Zach Brown Band cover band, I haven't wanted to go see them. Ever since he dropped Swayze, it's been over for me. That was one of the
His life is falling apart. He got a divorce, then he got another one. He's
jacked, sexy Zach Brown is just never going to work for me. Like, no. It's just not going to work. His last song that he came out with, like his try to be a single, was like called Tie Up, right? Which the song's pretty good. But then you watch the video and he's trying to do like a hand motion to like go with it. So, like, Tie Up was about like tying up with your friends in a boat. And out in a lake or whatever, and you just tie up and sit and drink. But then every time he would say tie up, he would cross his arms like the DX logo. And I'd get douche chills. I couldn't do it. And then he just, like, in the video, he has to have his shirt off, like, wakeboarding. I'm like, come on, Zach. Go back to fat guy with a winter hat and make love songs, okay? I'm not here for it.
Sorry, we got 3 minutes.
He had the fucking world by the balls. You don't get it. He was dropping hit after hit after hit. And then he comes out and wants to go solo, drop Swayze. If you guys are Zach Brown fans or if you're country fans, I implore you to listen to the song Swayze. It's not even by Zach Brown Band because they must have thrown him out of the band for this song because he made a whole album of singles. I just listen to it. It's the worst song that's ever been made. It's about Patrick Swayze and the hook. It makes you throw up in your mouth.
I don't understand what he was going for.
Nobody does.
It's almost like a troll.
It wasn't a troll. It was him trying to bridge hip-hop and... I'm not hip-hop. Bridge country with pop. It's like what Taylor Swift successfully did. You know what I mean? It's just not...
Somebody pick the Patriots game. We have 2 minutes left.
All right. Dolphins 24, Patriots 21... Coaching malpractice loses the game.
Snake. Miami 24, Patriots 10.
Oh, come on. Doesn't like Drake. Doesn't care for Drake.
It's not Drake's fault. He's got no receivers, and the play calling is so fucking bad.
Well, the problem is I got Drake May. I got Drake May big. Yeah. I got Drake May with 330. Throwing three tutters, Patriots lose 21-35.
I actually think the Pats are going to win.
You always think we can beat Tua, and we always lose. We've never beat Tua.
Every time, and I honestly think, like, Bill, he was just, like, stubborn with Tua. He's like, all right, he sucks. He's going to fuck it up eventually, and he just never did. Right. But I think Mayo might reverse it. I have the Pats, like, 27-21.
We're gonna have Christian Gonzalez guarding whoever their tight end is.
Yeah,
whoever
that's an issue.
He'll be only tackle eligible. But anyway, so I'll see you guys next week. You're gonna die out. Follow us on Twitter
boys.
At Brady Disciple at Malcolm Go Pod. Obviously KP runs Malcolm Go Pod, and you can tell by the tweets. and you got find me on Patreon, patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. Give back to the boys. Help me buy a new propane tank. And yeah, I don't even know what else to plug. I mean, I'll be, like I said, if you want to meet a real celebrity, I'll be at the Sturgill Simpson show this Sunday night. So come meet us there. And discord.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. That's where you can talk to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Me and KP are pretty much the only ones that are active on there. Snake was on there for a while. I lost him. I don't think Tyler even knows how to log on to it, to be honest. Yeah. And yes, please go out and listen to Patrick Swayze. It's not Patrick. It's just called Swayze. S-W-A-Y-Z-E by Zach Brown. And just, you can even listen to the whole album if you fucking desire. It's everywhere. Just, it was so funny. Like, the song came out. This is a story just for myself since nobody else is here. But there was a whole album that he put out just as Zach Brown. And top to bottom, it was just utter dog shit. But, like, even this song was by far and away the worst. But they're all kind of in that same realm of trying to become country to pop. And obviously, it didn't take. But I would, if you wanted to really listen to something and, like, if you have a bad stomach or, like, diarrhea, you can listen to the whole thing and maybe it will make you feel better because you just get all of it out of you. It's, and trust me, I still am a Zach Brown fan to a point when he drops, like, the real hits and plays real good songs. And he shows you a little bit every now and again. He'll give you a little taste of the old Zach. But yeah, I mean, he's just not been the same since he became sexy Zach Brown. And it's not, you know, whatever. Fuck it. Anyway, go Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass. Field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league.
Hey!
Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.